Track 4. That's enough. No more homes, plea. The people of Dawlish have had enough of development on their doorsteps, councillors have been told. The latest version of Teignbridge Council's master plan for the next 20 years has earmarked land at Holcombe for 160 houses, sparking an angry reaction. Councillor Rosie Dawson, Lib Dem, Dawlish North East, told a meeting of the full council, "The people of Dawlish have had enough. This would reduce the quality of life for residents and visitors alike. This isn't NIMBYism. I'm not alone in feeling that enough is enough." Council leader Martin Wrigley, Lib Dem, Dawlish North East, agreed, saying the draft local plan would stand up to the government scrutiny, even without the land at Holcombe, between Dawlish and Teignmouth in it. In Dawlish, the facility is already full. Our sewage processing plant is overloaded and our roads are flooded. The local plan will help us stand up to developers and we need it, but these additional sites are not what we want. The draft local plan will eventually go to the Secretary of State for Levelling Up, Housing and Communities, Michael Gove, for approval. Around 1,000 comments were received during the consultation. As a result, the council has taken Newfoundland Way car park in Newton Abbott and the Mully Literary Way in Bobby Tracy out of its list of potential housing development sites. Development land at Holcombe, Kenton and Ipplepen has been removed from the amended plan. A second consultation will now be held.
Police in South Devon have revealed several important arrests have been made as part of their ongoing battle against drug dealing. Most recently, a substantial amount of Cal-A drugs were seized, including heroin and crack cocaine, and officers are targeting known offenders who cause problems for local communities. Local police have also been making regular safeguarding visits to vulnerable people who may be exploited by others. Detective Chief Inspector Dave Pebworth, who works in South Devon local policing area, said, "We've had some important drug seizures and made several arrests recently, and we continue to tackle offences in Torbay and South Devon. We aim to disrupt criminal activity as much as possible and would like to thank the local communities for their help in rooting out the drug dealers in their towns. The information they have passed to us is vital in helping officers to make arrests and protecting vulnerable people."
Teignmouth's Arno takes top chef role at famous restaurant. Chef Arno Stevens has just been appointed executive chef of a world-famous London restaurant. Arno, who grew up in Teignmouth, has enjoyed a successful career in the high-pressure world of top-level restaurant food. Now he had landed the job as executive chef at the Savoy Grill in London. After growing up in the Triangle, as a young boy he enjoyed going on stage with the Tykes, the junior section of Teignmouth Players, but at 16 he turned his sights to catering, having grown up with a love of food from his French mum, Martine. Building his career, he worked under some of Europe's elite chefs, where some held Michelin stars. By the age of 27, he was head chef for Gordon Ramsay at Mays, London. A few years later, Arno was appointed director of food for Circe's, London, and was in charge of the catering at both the Royal Opera House and the Gherkin. He said, "I was under immense pressure, but I still take pride in that time in my career where I was able to train, coach, and develop the whole food philosophies within the group. Those procedures are still in place now." Back in Teignmouth, his proud dad is well-known businessman Jim Stevens, who runs a successful Regent Street hair salon and still working at the age of 80.
Police appeal after motorbike crash. Police were called at 10:40 p.m. on Friday, October the 13th, following a two-vehicle collision on Ashburton Road, Newton Abbott. The collision involved a motorcycle and car. Ambulance and the air ambulance attended. The motorcycle rider, a man in his 20s from Newton Abbott, sustained serious injuries. He was airlifted to Derriford Hospital, where he remains in a critical condition. The road was closed until around 6:20 a.m. for officers to conduct an examination of the scene.
Firefighter heroes save baby pigeon. Firefighters from Buckfast Lee have received a heroism award for rescuing a baby pigeon. The team accepted a Hero to Animals award from the animal protection organisation PETA after they plucked the young bird from a tree. They had spotted the baby cowering in a burning tree while attending an incident in September where a shed filled with gas canisters had caught light and the fire had spread to the nearby tree. September's fire in Totnes saw the Buckfast Lee crew working to deal with the blaze while managing to rescue the bird as the tree overhanging the burning shed was burning. PETA Vice President of Programs, Elisa Allen, said, "Thanks to these firefighters' heroic actions, what could have been a tragedy for the baby pigeon had a happy ending."
Art shines light on Ukraine. A woman from Ukraine living in Moreton Hampstead is shining a light on her home country through two photo exhibitions at St Andrew's Church. New Lives, Same People explores the stories of Ukrainians whose lives were changed with the first bombings of the country. Ukrainian Beauty Without Borders is a unique photo project that looks at the history, culture, and traditions of Ukraine. Both exhibitions will be on at the same place, 16th to the 29th of October, between 10 o'clock and 4 p.m.
Van versus cow road traffic collision on A38. In the twilight hours of Saturday, October the 14th, Teignbridge firefighters were called to a road traffic collision on the A38 involving a van and a cow. Firefighters from Ashburton and Buckfastleigh fire stations attended the call and upon arrival set about making both the vehicle and the scene itself safe. Fortunately, the occupants got away relatively unscathed and were in the care of our ambulance colleagues, a spokesman for Buckfastleigh fire station said. The cow was left in the care of a local farmer and veterinary services after being removed from the carriageway using farm machinery, the spokesman added. And there is a photograph of a very crashed van.
Louis, so proud over restaurant wins. As local as they come, Bovey restaurant Creeping Time has won Food and Drink Devon Gold. The award takes the restaurant to four awards since beginning to trade in late 2021. The owner, Louis Bennett, opened Creeping Time at 25, renovating a space that was previously two businesses, a sweet shop and a cafe. Since then, the restaurant has won silver in the Taste of the West, silver, gold in Taste of the West, and a rosette for culinary excellence. Louis grew up and learnt his trade in the area, doing an apprenticeship at the Ilsington Hotel, then working at the Rock Inn, Haytor. He said the aim was always to get a restaurant. "I live in Bovey and the shop came up to rent. I was always ready to go further, so I went even further and just got my own place." Louis said the aim is to be as Devon as possible. "We try to use small local Devon companies. We've got a large range of locally made alcohol and the aim is with food too. We are named after Creeping Thyme that grows locally on the moors. The restaurant aims for a personal and homely feel from the homemade reclaimed wood tables and bar to the menu, both created by Louis himself." Louis added, "I try to change the menu every month and use what's around and can be sourced at that time. I make everything possible from scratch." The restaurant is in the process of moving to bigger premises at Sealhane and is hoping to be trading from December. They are enjoying their last few months in Bovey Tracy.